In the book of Psalms, chapter 99 and verse 9, we find these words. The psalmist writes, "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy." In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 39 and verse 7, the Lord says, "So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel." He goes on to say, "The nations shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel." 1 John chapter 1 and verse 5 tells us that our God is truth. And because He is truth, He can be experienced or seen as holy. To be holy simply means to be separated or set apart from something or for some reason. Holiness, or the state of being holy, is that state in which one is separated or set apart from sin to the purpose or the will of God. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 14, "As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, but as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" The fact is that because God is light or truth, He will not tolerate sin. He will have no part in darkness. Light and darkness have nothing in common. They are complete and total opposites. Where there is light, there can be no darkness. And equally so, where there is darkness, there can be no light. Likewise, truth and sin have nothing in common. They are complete opposites. When one is holy, they are set apart or separated from sin. Our God is holy. Therefore, He is completely, totally, exclusively separated or set apart from sin. Furthermore, because God is holy, He will not tolerate the presence of sin or sinfulness in any form or fashion. There are many in our world today who would have us to believe that because God is a loving and merciful God, that He will somehow overlook and otherwise tolerate various sinful actions committed by mankind. That He will somehow overlook and be tolerant of homosexuality. That He will somehow overlook the sin of fornication, adultery, improper worship, unfaithfulness, and the list goes on. While it is true that God is just as much love as He is truth, it is not true that His nature of love will somehow negate His nature of truth. For God to be tolerant and to overlook sin in any form or fashion would violate His nature of truth. And in so doing, He would, in essence, no longer be God. "Exalt the Lord our God and worship at His holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy."